Okay, we have a Gemara in Maccas, which is also found in Saita. So in this week's Parsha, there is a famous shmooze on this Gemara. I heard that in Israel many years ago from Rav Shradran Nassau. It's also in the Sichas Musar of Chaim Shmuel Levitz. And then there's another shmooze I like to say, which is, an original. We'll see. But let's see the Gemara. Amrav Yudam Arav, Nidui Altanai Sarach Afara. If a person is put in Chayrim, even if it's Altanai, and the Tanai was not fulfilled, nonetheless, you need Afara, which means that the Nidui is Chal. And unless the one who is able to be Mefer, which in this case would be only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Mefer, the Nidui means Chayrim, the Chayrim exists. This is apparently some kind of Kayach Adibur, that if you put someone in Chayrim, even if you make him conditional, still the Chayrim worked, because you said he is in Chayrim. The Tanai doesn't help. Minona, and how do we know this? Mi Yehuda. Yehuda went ahead and made a Chayrim on himself. The Gemara doesn't quote the full pasuk. Rashi quotes it, I believe. The Rashi says, that Yehuda said that if I don't bring Binyamin back, I will be chatasi l'cha koayamim. Chazal learned koayamim means oidam hazeh and oidam haba, which means Yehuda said that I should be in chayrim if I don't bring Binyamin back and oidam hazeh and oidam haba. Really, he did succeed in bringing Binyamin back, but since nidui al tanai is chau anyway, so it came out that Yehuda was in chayrim in oidam hazeh and oidam haba. How do we know? Amarav Shmuel bar Nachmena of Yainus Amai Diksiv, this is in this week's Parsha, Yehida Ruvain Vayomis is also Yehuda. It's some kind of connection that Ruvain is connected to Zeus, and this that we have by Ruvain is connected to Yehuda. So he says, Ko Oysa Mem Shana Shay Yisrael B'Midbor, the 40 years of Bnei Yisrael in the Midbor, Atzmoyislav Shay Yehuda Megalgen Ba'aret, that because of the nidui that was on Yehuda, so even though they brought his bones, his kever, his aron with them from Mitzrayim, but the bones would not stay still and they were shaking. What exactly that means, I do not know. That was the equivalency of nidui in this world. Ad sha'amad Moshe b'kesh of rachmim. So Moshe had a daven. Amar defamtim. What did Moshe daven? Amar mi garm neruvain shayoida. In other words, Reuven was Yechi Reuven. Reuven was lived. He was Zeicha to Yechi. Why? Because he was Maida on his Aveira. Because Reuven did an Aveira, a Bilbo Yitzui Aviv, as I'll say, and he was Maida. So who caused Reuven to be Maida? Yehuda. Because Yehuda was also Maida on the Aveira with Tamar. And Yehuda said, Sat Kamimani. And Tosfos brings it that Reuven was there and he heard Yehuda saying, Sat Kamimani, and that inspired him also to be Maida. So therefore, since Yehuda was Gairim to Reuven to be Maida, therefore Vizaisa Yehuda. Shama Hashem called Yehuda. So, oh, Avi de Shafe. So because of that, his bones joined together. This is that he was in Nidui in Shamayim, so they wouldn't let him into the yeshiva in Shamayim. That's what Moshe and Mispadel. But even though they let him in, he didn't know how to talk and learning. So then Moshe and Mispadel more, Yadav Ravlo. He couldn't answer questions. So Moshe Davin more, Ve'ezer Mitzar of Tichya. Okay, so this is the Gemara. So the shmooz that I heard from Rav Shadron, very nice shmooz. I don't remember exactly, but I believe he said it as follows. If you would have asked us, this mitzvah that Yehuda did, that he caused Reuven to be Maida, we would not be machshev it very much. Because It's not like Yehuda had kavana for that. We usually say mitzvah sricha is kavana, even if it's not ma'ake, if it's such a hinder. Yehuda was ma'ida because it was a case of tamar. Tamar was about to be killed. He was ma'ida. He was motivated to be ma'ida because he didn't want tamar to be killed. It had nothing to do. It's very likely he didn't even know that Reuven was standing there. If he didn't know Reuven was standing there, he didn't know about Reuven's Aveira of Bilbo Yisoyov. If he wasn't, no one, Reuven was not being Maida because of Reuven. Reuven was not, Yehuda was not trying to be Mashpia on Reuven. It was pure accidental that just, it happened to be that Reuven saw Yehuda being Maida and he was inspired. Oh, he did it, I'll do it too. So we would think that that mitzvah is not, trivial mitzvah. Something you do by accident that came about accidentally. Yehuda probably had so many amazing mitzvahs where he went to the mikveh 45 times before he did the mitzvah. He said, Hini muchan amizumin, he was mechavein 100% neshem shemayim with dveikus and kedusha and avos Hashem. Who knows, you talk the chassidus rebbeim before they do a mitzvah, what they write, Yehuda's kavana. Before he did a mitzvah, whether he said Kriya Shema and Davin, Yehuda was the Talmud, the one that Yehuda Shalach Lefan have to make the yeshiva. I'm sure Yehuda did chesed with the highest levels of kavana. So why in the world, when Moshe Rabbeinu is looking for a schus for Yehuda, that they should go ahead and be able to get out of the nidui, he picks the one schus, something that he did by accident. It's like bizarre. What about all the mitzvahs that he did on purpose? Yehuda is one of the shiftei ka. Shiftei ka means he was a navi. It means he's considered one of the others akadoshim in a certain sense. So what Rav Shadran said is that what you see from here is a tremendous power of Harbatz Asayra, that the schus of Harbatz Asayra was so great. In other words, Yehuda had all kinds of other mitzvahs. He davened, he did chesed, ben adam lechaver and ben adam makom. But this was his Harbatz Asayra mitzvah. He did Harbatz Asayra to another one of Klal Yisrael. This is his Harbatz Asayra. He accidentally did Harbatz Asayra to Reuven. Maybe they did Harbatz Asayra to the Goyim, but that wasn't as chashev, I don't know. But as far as within the shiftei ka, this was his Harbatz Asayra. By accident. So the schus of Harbatz Asayra was so great that even Harbatz Asayra, which was done accidentally, was considered, Moshe felt it's more chashiv than the other forms of chesed or whatever, or mitzvahs that Yehuda did, even though he did it on purpose, bekavana. Okay. I think that's a very nice shmooze. There's an addition to the shmooze, which I'm not sure about, and this is found in the Sichus Musar, that's Rav Chaim Shmulevitz's Sefer, that Rav Chaim Shmulevitz asked the following kasha. It's one thing if I did Harbatz Asayra and I caused you to do some amazing mitzvah. So, and I never did that mitzvah. So I get schus in your amazing mitzvah. But here, Yehuda caused Reuven to be ma'ida. But Yehuda himself was Maida. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to go to the fact that Yehuda caused Reuven to be Maida? Let him take the schuz that Yehuda himself was Maida. If you want the tremendous mitzvah was Maida. So Yehuda gets tremendous credit because he was Geirem that Reuven did this tremendous mitzvah. But you did it yourself. So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says a yisoid, which is very radical, but this is Rav Chaim has a big gadol. He says that being mashpia on someone accidentally to do a mitzvah, you get more schar than if you do the mitzvah yourself, even if you both do the exact same thing. Right? In other words, it's not just that you get schar for his mitzvah. For some reason, he gives a hesber why it's true. Whatever, he gives us a certain hesber, but it's not relevant for now. But he says, whenever, if I mashpia on you to learn for an hour, I get more schar for your learning for an hour than if I myself learn for an hour. It's a big chiddush. I am not 100% sure if it's, everyone agrees to that, if there is mashmos in places that are not like that, I would question, because we want to learn also here about mukhlok, you could probably argue a little bit with that shmuz, because you could say that we know a yesod, all the svarim say that every mitzvah has unique powers. There are certain skulets. For example, a person wants shidduch, so you go to amukah. You have to go to amukah. A person wants a skula for a person in ninth month, you know, the wife's ninth month, you open the Aron Kodesh. There are certain mitzvahs have skulets. Different mitzvahs have different skulets, because each mitzvah is kineged, the ramach evarim, shesagidim, each mitzvah is a slightly different entity. So it could be that nidui is apparently something to do with other people. You're menuda from other people. So it could be he had to have a mitzvah that involved other people. So it could be the fact that he did the maida himself wasn't enough to take off nidui, because it didn't have the, you know, in essence, as far as a mitzvah, it might have been a bigger mitzvah, but it didn't have the skula of taking off a nidui. In order to take off a nidui, you have to have a chesed. Rav Shadron Shmuz is still mukhlo, because he's sure Yehuda did loads and loads of chasadim. But so the fact is, but this particular chesed, because it had a harbat sasaira dimension, was beyond everything else. But the Rav Chaim Shmulev Shmuz, but if Rav Chaim Shmulev says it, it's still very likely true anyway. But there is, it sounds to me it's a machlokes, but okay. Anyway, I wanted to say a completely different shmooze. Nothing to do at all. I just brought this as an introduction. I had a completely different kash on this chazal. We're talking here about Yehuda. Yehuda is the super tzaddik. Yehuda, even when he said this line that he told you, Yaakov, "Imlo yivesev elecha," he was doing a tremendous mitzvah. He was going ahead and getting Yaakov to agree to send the clock back down to Mitzrayim so they could get food. He did that. He even said the nidu to Shem Shemayim to get Yaakov to agree. And Yehuda, so and now, because of some technicality, which Yehuda apparently probably didn't realize when he said it, Yehuda ends up in a terrible predicament. I don't exactly know what it means, but it sounds pretty bad, that he's in Cheirim, in Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. You see, especially if you read the Marsha, he seems to say the Iker of Olam Haba is to be able to learn, and Yehuda was not allowed into the yeshiva in Olam Haba. That's what the Marsha says. The Olam Haba, learning in Olam Haba, is the equivalency of eating and drinking in this world, and Yehuda was not allowed in. So he was basically, it's not exactly, but it's pretty close to Ein Lo Chelek L'Olam Haba. You know, it's a it almost doesn't make sense. He got prison as a tzaddik his whole life. He's one of the Shiftei Kah. He's one of the greatest tzaddikim. By accident, he says a nidui al tanai, because he doesn't know, and he didn't know this lomdis. The nidui al, obviously he didn't know. If he would have known, I'm sure he wouldn't have said it. So he didn't know the din that nidui al tanai is, even if the mitzkuim at tanai, it's going to be chal. And he comes out, ain't no chay kamba. That's not fair. So apparently, pshat is, this is my, introduction, that Snapchat is not fair. There are laws. I didn't know. Too bad. There's a kayach of dibur of nidui, and there's a law in, that you made a nidui, and nidui is chal, and that's it. I'm a tzaddik. I deserve Olam Haba. I spent 70 years. Sorry. There are rules here. Hashem runs the world based on rules. I'm sure in a certain sense Hashem was almost like, had a tremendous desire to give you the Olam Haba. But, I got the rules. There are rules. There's a system. There's a derech hateva. Just like there's a derech hateva in Olam Hazeh, there's a derech hateva in Olam Haba. Kosh Baruch Hu created a system in Olam Haba too. And one of the systems is, nidui al tanai, it's chal. Sorry, Yehuda. There's nothing I can do. You made a nidui al tanai. It's a tragedy, but that's what happened. A derech hateva, derech hateva. A person could be, he worked super, super hard, and then accidentally he took poison. Sorry, you die, you know? It was not, but I spent 50 years working out for the Olympics and exercising and this and that. Sorry, that's the teva of the world. So this is the spiritual teva of the world. So what happened? And apparently all his chusim, including this chus that he helped Reuven. Sorry. So what helps him? So what about Moshe Davins? So how does that help? Moshe Davins, but he's a nidui. He was a nidui al tanai. He's a menudah. That's the rule. That Yehuda was in nidui. So Moshe Davins. Why should that help? If there's a nidui, there's a nidui. If mimanashach. If Hashem wants to make him not menudek, which Shachari did, so Hashem can make him, I don't know, Hashem, I guess, can go ahead and do whatever he wants. And Hashem says, listen, no, I gotta, with all your schusim and everything else, I gotta follow the rules. So how does Tzvita help? So what it sounds to me is that there is a concept that tefillah breaks all rules. There is a marsha in Kedushin that says tefillah is beyond teva. The famous marsha that there's no din of ein saim chemau anes when you rely on tefillah. That it's not a, because it's not, tefillah is not, the rules of teva don't govern tefillah. But in other words, that all of Yehuda's chusim, sorry, we can't help you. But if you're daven, what Moshe does, okay, it's Moshe's davening. It's not just a plain, ordinary davening. But Yehuda has 100 years of somehow chusim. Sorry, we can't help you, Yehuda. Yehuda comes up to Gan Eden. He says, let me in to Gan Eden, whatever. Sorry, Yehuda, what can we do? You made a nidui al tanai. You're stuck. Moshe comes and does a one-minute tefillah for him. Obviously, when Moshe's tefillah is ain't kleinikai. And, okay, now you come in, which is the here in how tefillah is able to change everything. Right? Somehow tefillah is able, we have the same question, a person is supposed to get yesurim. Why are you supposed to get yesurim? Because the person does averis. And yet when you daven, you don't get the yesurim. Obviously, I have to get yesurim. I need the yesurim for kapara. No. Somehow or another, the tefillah changes it. So it's the same thing. It's a hear that a person can, so to speak, according to the rules, be guilty, be chayiv, everything, but yet daven, we let you go. And I think it's a very important shmooze for before Yom Kippur. Because on Yom Kippur, okay, obviously a good part of Yom Kippur is tshuva. That's, the one of the ikker. Yom Kippur is a day that tshuva is more mekubal than any other day of the year. But still, most of the day of Yom Kippur, we spend davening. And sometimes a person can feel that, listen, I know myself, I've done certain averis, and I didn't do tshuva, so I'm finished, What's the good of davening? I'm guilty. If I'm guilty, I'm guilty. Hashem got the goods on me. So what it seems from here is, even if you're guilty, you're right, according to the law, Yehuda is guilty. And that's the law. And we can't bend the law. Yehuda, you can be the tzaddik and Hashem's favorite and Hashem loves you and you're the shiftei kah. The law is the law. But if you're daven, then the law goes away. So your person on Yom Kippur can have that, according to the law, I'm guilty. I have all my averes. The letter of the law, the satan looks up, takes out the law book and says, for a guy who did this and this, this is the law. It says here, right here, this is what's coming to him. But that's without tefillah. Without tefillah, then you're governed by the letter of the law. There are certain laws in Shemayim. You do this, you get this einchim, whatever. There's a certain laws. But tefillah, apparently, tefillah, obviously, the special here, it's Moshe's tefillah, but it's tefillah when done properly, and each person, the tefillah is madrega, and partially, and whatever, it can go ahead and change all the laws. And all the laws are broken, forgotten, that's it. We can break through. So I think there's two very nice to hear, and not connected. There's Rav Shadron Shmuz, that we see the tremendous chutz of Arbat HaSaira, that even an accidental Arbat HaSaira has, in a certain sense, the greatest chesed that Yaakov, that Yehuda did his whole life. And according to Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, it's the greatest mitzvah that he did his whole life. And the nafkamina of that is that before the Yom Ha'aron, we have the Reshiva used to always quote the Rabbeinu Yaina. Rabbeinu Yaina says on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that there's a way of having Maisa Meruba Mechachmaso. And Rabbeinu Yaina asked the question, how can you have Maisa Meruba Mechachmaso? How can you have more mitzvahs than you know? You can't do more than you know. And he says that that's the secret of Nasa Venishma. If a person makes a Kabbalah he's going to do, then even before he does it, he gets credited as if he did it. So when Klai Yisrael said Nasa Venishma, they didn't know what the mitzvahs were, but they got credited that they did it already. So there's an amazing thing that you can increase your Zchusim tremendously before Yom and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur if you make a basic Kabbalah, I'm going to do. I'm going to do in the future. It's not just that when it happens, I end up doing it. But I make up my mind before I'm going to do. According, we mentioned last year, according to the Or HaChaim, you get double credit then. When you get credit for being the Kabbal, and you get credit for doing it. So you can go ahead, and right now, you can get a whole year of learning Tzchusim, and you can get a lifetime of Harbot Tzairah Tzchusim. A person makes a Kabbalah, obviously it's all B'ni Nether, because you don't know the future, but Be'ezras Hashem, I'm going to try and get involved in a life of meeting of Harbot Tzairah in some way or another. Then you get, according to the Nasa V'Nishma Shmuz, you get now the Tzchus of Harbot Tzairah. And according to Rav Shadron, that is the main Tzchus. The main Tzchus, Rav Shadron said, that Yaakov, you know, not Yaakov, Yehuda, the main schus that Yehuda was came is I did Harbat Zaira. That's such an amazing schus. So we can key in on that. We can gain that schus by making a Nasa V'Nishma that we're trying. We don't know. Obviously, can't promise the future. It's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we're doing our share to learn, to prepare, to get ready, to be able to go ahead and help others. And we want to live a life of helping others in some way, helping others in Ruchnius, and then we get a Nasa V'Nishma as if we're doing our Bat Zaira now, which is that amazing schuz. That was Rav Shadron Shmuz, Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz Shmuz. And if you have my Shmuz, is that when we come on Yom Kippur, we daven, we should hear that davening can break all rules. We, even if we're guilty, and there's no excuse, and according to the, there's no possible way to get off the hook, so to speak, but the tefillah has a kayach to that apel pikein, if you're misvado, with a proper tefillah, the tefillah can go ahead and change. That's the kayach of tefillah. It can change the din in Shamayim.